Kevin McCarthy on Nancy Pelosi's first 100 days. Radicalism, Resistance, Resolutions. By Sean Moran on April 10, 2019. House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, said on Wednesday that Speaker Nancy Pelosi's DCA first 100 days as the leader of the House may be summed up as radicalism, resistance, and resolutions. McCarthy held a press conference with members of House GOP leadership as well as rank-and-file Republicans on the Democrats' first 100 days holding the majority of Congress's lower chamber. "We are 3 days away from the 100-day mark from Democrats holding a majority of the House. And so far, they've managed to sum up in three words: radicalism, resistance, and resolutions," the California Republican said. "Today, we are voting on a so-called budget the Democrats proposed. But they pulled the vote because they allowed the socialist wing of their party to overtake it," McCarthy added. The House GOP leader then said Democrats could have focused on improving Americans' lives instead of voting on ineffectual non-binding resolutions. For instance, in March, Democrats held a vote condemning hatred in most forms, even though the vote was inspired by inflammatory remarks from Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN. Representative Mo Brooks, RL, condemned the resolution in March because it disavowed every form of hate except for Christians and Caucasians. McCarthy said, "One-fifth of everything we have done in the last 100 days on the House floor has been non-binding resolutions. They took one up on health care that was going nowhere. But imagine if we spent one-fifth of our time lowering premiums or working to bring greater choice or greater quality. Think if we spent one-fifth of our time to secure our border with the crisis we have today. Think for a moment if we spent one-fifth of our time stopping infanticide." Rep. McCarthy rhetorically asked the Democrats, "What have you accomplished? Name me one problem you have solved, because the direction of radicalism, resistance, and resolutions is not the direction Americans want. America deserves better." House GOP Whip Scalise said at the press conference, "If you look at the first 100 days, it's been 100 days of failures." Scalise then turned to the Democrats' resistance against President Donald Trump's efforts to secure the border. House Democrats also fought President Trump's national emergency declaration to secure the border by voting for a resolution that would nullify the president's declaration, which would make it easier to secure the southern border. "These days, we're seeing over 4,000 illegal crossings in one day. That's how serious of a crisis it is, and the Democrats have failed to confront this problem," Scalise said. "They're trying to say the crisis doesn't even exist.